Bill Skelly, founder of Skelly Oil, and is
Mr. Republican.
He's instrumental in founding the IPE. Your father, any recollections?
Oh, yes, they were friends.
Did you see him in your home, in your house? Were you?
I didn't see him in her home. He was not very social in that way. She was, but if he did, he would hello, goodbye. He loved being with the men, and he loved talking politics, and he loved talking business, and he was very much of a man's man.
He was kind of a big man, wasn't he?
He was a big man. Mm-hmm. He was a
very
big man.
Very forceful personality.
Yes, I think he was. He said what he thought, and that's the way it was for him. From there on out, he didn't change his mind very much.
And then he was head of the International Exposition for about 30-some years, which had to be a tremendous economic impact.
Yes, of course, and then the TV station.
And radio station, KBOO.
Yeah, radio station, yes.
And KWGS.
Yes.
Was his initials.
Was his initials, right.
He had two daughters, Joanne, who married Harold Stewart, and Carolyn. Carolyn lived in Dallas until she moved to the east.
She moved to Newport. Her home was where the mansion on Turtle Creek is. The house part of the mansion on Turtle Creek, which was the Shepherd home, was Carolyn Skelly Buford's home. They were the last residents in that house and became a law firm. Then Carolyn moved to Newport, Rhode Island, and was always in the news for getting her jewelry stolen.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a very unusual person. Vanity Fair magazine wrote an article about her. She was not well-liked in Newport.
Nor by her sister.
They had lots of legal battles.
Presidents that you might remember, like Coolidge.
We were in Yellowstone Park. We were at the Old Faithful Inn, and my parents, my brother and I, were on one corner, and President Coolidge was on the other end. And where his end was, that you got off the elevator and the Secret Service were there, and that was the end of that walk. We'd been cleared, so to speak, before we could be on that floor. We were simply just staying two nights and en route to California.
Herbert Hoover?
My parents went to a party. General Hurley, Pat Hurley, was giving for President Mrs. Hoover. He was the Secretary of War under Hoover and living in Washington, D.C. I just remember this. When they went, I was home with the measles. And my father had gone up to Kansas City to be outfitted for a morning coat. And it was tails in the evening, I guess, a very formal function. And the dinner was in their home. And the protocol had been that following dinner, the McClinics went and the Shapleys went, and my parents, it might have been one of the couple whom I'm forgetting. And following dinner, they had been instructed that each one could sit and talk to President Hoover 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, and then move on. This was told them ahead of time, so they knew how to behave. Doesn't that sound exciting? So, if you are invited, I don't know whether it's changed or now, and you put your feet up or do whatever you want, I don't know. Or crash.
FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt? I didn't know if your parents had anything to do with FDR.
No, they did not, other than, as I said, she was here. She was a beautiful spirit, for sure. Now, this is an interesting sort of aside. That's the first time that a black person had ever stayed at the Mayo Hotel.
Who was that?
Her maid, Mrs. Roosevelt's maid.
So was that an issue?
No, it didn't become an issue. It became a first in which, you know, they just didn't know whether they were to make a special room, how they were to handle that. I guess you'd say this is something that we couldn't imagine today, practically, but it was a first at the time.
Yeah.
And then we had one person come who had a dog. It was Connie
Cummings.
And my father didn't care for that. That would have been maybe toward the end of the 20s.